Hi everyone, my name is Daniel Middleberger. I'm a photonics engineer here at LLNL, and the poster I'm presenting today will introduce you to Stiletto, a laser pulse shaping system. We developed the Stiletto method here at LLNL, and we're planning to implement it as an option on the Titan Long Pulse Beamline. The motivation for doing this is explored on the left-hand side of the poster. Let me tell you what Stiletto does before I tell you how it works. It takes a short picosecond laser pulse input and creates a long, like hundreds of picoseconds, programmable laser output profile that can then be amplified to high energy. There are two unique capabilities that this method brings. The first is that it can shape the laser profile with picosecond resolution. That means you can control each picosecond of the pulse's temporal profile independently over hundreds of picoseconds of record. You can make arbitrary intensity profiles, although there will be some limits imposed by machine safety. You couldn't, for instance, make a series of just a very few very narrow pulses, because when those are amplified to high energy, their high intensity could damage the laser. The second new capability is encoding an arbitrary wavelength versus time, which is really novel on these timescales. Of course, it can create a linear chirp like you would get from a stretcher or compressor, but it can also create non-trivial, non-linear chirp profiles like a sinusoid or polynomial wavelength versus time. It can even create multiple superimposed profiles at different wavelengths. Now, a little bit about how it works. This is illustrated in the upper right of the poster and in greater detail in our papers. Their citations are in the lower right. Stiletto is a direct pulse space-to-time pulse shaper. It uses pulse front tilt from a grating to connect the laser's spatial and temporal profiles. Then, you can modulate the laser in time by imposing a spatial pattern with a spatial light modulator. Finally, you couple the patterned laser into a single mode system like a fiber optic, essentially throwing away everything that isn't the profile you want, and voila! You've got a fiber-coupled laser with your desired temporal profile that can be plugged into the front end of a large laser amplifier. It's important to note that at the end of this process, there's no residual pulse front tilt. We built a Stiletto testbed to test these capabilities, and those are the results you see in the center of the poster. First, we measured the arbitrary intensity versus time profiles that it can create by taking intensity cross-correlations with a 0.7 picosecond reference pulse. Unfortunately, there isn't a great diagnostic for wavelength versus time on these long timescales. So to measure the wavelength encoding, we actually bootstrapped from the intensity shaping capability. This is shown in the middle right. We created spectrograms, essentially the spectrum versus time, by turning on and off different parts of the temporal profile using Stiletto's intensity modulation capability. In addition, we are developing an independent, single-shot diagnostic of wavelength versus time, although I can't say much at the moment. As you can see from the data at the center of the poster, we can modulate both intensity and wavelength versus time to create truly arbitrary profiles. We'd love to hear your thoughts on what novel profiles you'd be interested in creating and how you might apply this technology once it becomes available to users. Thank you.